Getting over a breakup. A breakup is a heartbreaking point in anyone's life. That's probably why it's called that way. As two people's bond breaks apart, their hearts become torn as well. Then again, there is really no need for all the drama. You don't have to sulk forever in one corner just to get over a breakup. Love_claw_buttons. Drop the drama, as they say, there are always two sides to a coin. You can look at it in a brighter light so the rest of your life would not suffer. It worked for me when I went through what I thought was the biggest heartbreak of my life. Hopefully, it will also work for you. I just want it clear, I'm not saying that you should not feel the hurt. What I'm saying is that you can make it feel lighter so you would not do anything stupid while you are bearing the pain. There are times when all you need is time to heal your heart. That time apart and that time to have a little space for yourself is also sometimes just what you need to champion this breakup. Getting back together, yes, you should not completely ignore the idea of getting back again with the one you love. If you are really meant for each other and you love each other deeply, genuinely, it could happen. How many times have you watched such scenario in the movies? It's not only there that reconciliations occur. Time and again, it is also a possibility to see two people head for splitsville and then get back together to continue where they left off. More often than not, they head to that happy ever after part. But really, what I want you to do is to take it slow at this point. After a breakup, your emotions may run too high. If you are caught unaware, you might get lost along the way. Analyze but don't overanalyze. So what now? Your boyfriend or girlfriend called it quits. Whatever reason is given to you, the hell you care. All that you understand at the moment is you are taking away that opportunity to be with that special someone, share your life together, and build dreams. Together. Ouch. Since you two have broken, you will have lots of extra time in the world thinking up what went wrong in the relationship. Is it really your fault? Do you two just need some space? Will you ever find the path towards each other ever again? Try to analyze the root cause of the problem and try to do so objectively. If yours is really the ultimate love affair and you know in your heart of hearts that you cannot imagine life without the other, analyzing the circumstances that lead to the breakup would help you find solutions. Keep it close. It is important that you keep your space after the breakup. But there is no point to shy away totally from your ex. Welcome the idea of seeing each other again. Who knows, if you are both cool, you can talk things through and save at least your friendship. I know. There are really ugly breakups. If yours is not the case, you should not be bitter over it. Accept the decision made and move on. The proper way to cope with pain is not to hide from it but letting it heal through its own process. Acceptance is always the first step to any kind of healing process. Seek support. Probably one of the best ways to deal with the pains and stresses of a breakup is having someone to have your back while you are going through it. With a strong support system, there is no way you would not be able to heal through. Do not shut down yourself from your friends. Instead, keep them accessible so there will be someone to listen when you are ready to talk. There is someone to care when you want to let it out and scream. Keep your friends and family close. They love you and they would not want you to go through such a challenging phase alone. Will you ever get over it? Of course. When you are down, there is no other way but up. Unless, you will bury yourself further down. Once you learn to rise above this challenge, who knows what's next? As I said earlier, there is a good chance for any relationship that split to get back together. If you are able to process all your pain and hurt properly, you will see clearly where you both did wrong and what you can do to repair the problem. However, endlessly hoping that you two will actually get back together will not help you get over the breakup. So what you should do is to just go through the normal course and see what happens afterward. When you have both become the better you and you both share genuine love for each other, what's there to stop true love to unfold? Getting over through songs, even music has a way of helping out those going through a heartbreak to get over it. Instead of sulking in one corner, listening to songs that will only make you feel miserable, choose the songs below to empower yourself and inspire yourself to move on. You'll Think of Me by Keith Urban, So What by Pink, Carousel by Laura Isabor, Survivor by Destiny's Child, Irreplaceable by Beyoncé, there is really no easy route going through a breakup. But the best you can do is just allow yourself go through it. There is no escaping the pain, so just learn to bear it and move on. While you are nursing a broken heart, it is also the best time to be productive. Use all your energy to create something good so you will have nothing left to sob, sob, and sob.